Hello, thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. If you would like more Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond, go to patreon.com/thankthelight. And for $3 a month, you can get an exclusive podcast, not about the Wheel of Time, because we don't want to put any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall. We are doing other fantasy movies over there that you can get exclusively at patreon.com/thankthelight. Also, Just to beef up the value a little bit, I am also adding our Time Pop Patreon episodes over there. I have another podcast about time travel, and we have started a Patreon also. The movies we are doing on the Patreon are not about time travel. They are about other mind-bending, alternate universe, mind-fuckery type of shows. So check that out. Check out our Patreon. Listen to your favorite Wolf Brothers talk about fantasy movies. Listen to Scott, Desmond, and Ari talk about other things. Hopefully I'm going to start mixing them soon. That's why I'm kind of layering these Patreon episodes on there, as I'm hoping to start getting Justin and Jeremy on some Time Pop Patreons and Scott and Ari on some Thank the Light Patreons, and just form a big Patreon monster that you cannot avoid. And then if you want more Ari, Scott, and Desmond, then you can head on over to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. And we have 100 or so episodes over there for free. So check it out. Thank you very much. Enjoy this episode of Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Let's jump in. This is gonna be a long one. Thank the light, everyone. I have no idea what's going on. It is episode 5, and I have no idea what's in this episode. Like, I didn't really, you know, I could not have broken this season down episode by episode anyways, but then, you know, our commentaries did not go as smoothly as I had hoped as far as banging them out. And so, you know, I just edited episode 1 after episode 4, and it's been almost 3 weeks, I think, since we recorded something and watched any Wheel of Time. So this is going to be quite a surprise for me.
I'm with you, Des. It feels like it's been 6 months since we've even watched any of these shows. Like, I feel like it's... I don't know. It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen episode 4. Like, I mean, we watched this episode less than 2 months ago.
When does Perrin start to bring the ferrets out? That's what I want to know.
When does Kodo and Podo show up, for God's sake?
And when does Perrin save Midge?
I just want everyone to know out there, I was bitching about these books. And like, I still am enjoying the books. I hate that I have to keep saying that. But it's just so...
Liar!
It's just comical. It is comical how much book there is to get through. Like, it's just... I have read the equivalent of a King James Bible, and I'm not even a quarter of the way through.
Man, you may be right.
I would say he's probably... Are we talking New Testament or Old Testament?
I'm going to get through...
Well, King James Bible's in the Old Testament.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start Oh, no, I don't have it. Damn it, I bought the wrong one. I bought a Bible on audio, and right after I bought it, I realized that there was a James Earl Jones version.
Whoa.
Oh, King James Earl Jones version. Yeah.
See, I always go with the one that was read by Larry King, you know, just like in The Simpsons, when Homer listens to the Bible on tape right when he thinks he's going to die.
Oh, God.
I want the Samuel L. Jackson. Jesus came out. Jesus came out of the fucking cave. go the fuck to sleep. So this is this is called Domani. That's right. Oh my God.
You're Domani.
It's gonna get real. So today, folks, we are commentarying episode 5 and episode 6. So we're gonna just like pretty much watch them back to back. You'll get them 1 week at a time, so you'll get to take a breath. But we're about ready to like do this. I might not even stop the commentary in the middle.
Light this candle.
I think we're just gonna press play.
Your father that you don't know.
The kind of freedom most free people.
Let me see. Oh, hang on. Fast forward. Where is it? Okay, I'll just let it finish. I'll just let the commercial finish. I was gonna try to fast forward through the commercial. The Prime logo.
Oh, are we playing?
The Prime logo just shown. Press play. Previously on. I'm not going to skip the recap as usual.
Sir, please call me Child Valder.
No! Ooh, a lot from season one.
Who are they? What do they want?
By Johnny.
Those who will not swear the oath will have the
for them. Uno will get mouth humped by this spike.
Delicious.
Don't you think that Uno could have just moved his head slightly to the left or to the right?
They would have.
I mean, it probably would have ruined the whole plot. But.
Well, then it would have just went through his eye socket instead of his mouth.
Then he'd have been too double blind drop.
Dangerous as the Forsaken. Hurry!
That's right, we're getting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The black in the eye. All right, we're coming out of previously on. We got some water flowing.
Chan Chan Chip.
Oh, Sean Chan. 110, 111, 112, 113. How are you guys doing? You guys all synced up?
Yeah, I'm pretty close with you.
I think so.
Let me know if you need a time flash, Justin.
Oh, if my fucking dog would shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ, Thor. You just had fucking 20 minutes to choose where you wanted to be, you dickhead.
I want to be.
I'm at 135.
143, 144, 145.
So we decided that everybody can see Ishmael, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, because he walks up and he bows too. Like he's giving them, you know.
High Lord Turok, Royal Commander of the Helene.
Lady Suroth will speak for herself before the High Lord.
Whoa, calm down, lady.
The High Lord commands.
You disobeyed an order. You invaded a village without permission.
What?
That guy standing to the left of High Lord Turok could be Daniel Henney's brother.
Ooh, I forgot about that. He's got that big Bluetooth earring.
Is he a Buscemi too?
Oh, yeah, he does.
When your whole thing is like dominating a whole land, why do you give a fuck what order your minions take over the village?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, like any fucking leader, they have their ideas. And if you don't follow their ideas, then they are going to get upset with you. Follow the protocol.
Absolute power.
Do it.
He totally looks like Daniel Henney, right? Is it just me?
Who?
The guy to the left. That guy.
That guy. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, Turok's voice.
A little bit.
Maybe his older brother.
Chambers.
Hmm.
She got her nails yanked. She's got them chopped. But what I love how she's so surprised that she got her.
Mm-hmm. I did hold them out for you to cut them with a sword, but okay.
I don't know what, you know, exactly. I wasn't expecting you to cut them that short. Jeez.
Oh, this guy is so fucking cool. Like, everyone's so uptight, and he's just like, yo.
Yeah, he comes sauntering in with the horn. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, does he come back between now and then the last episode?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I like how in the book, too, like, this is kind of like in the book, too, where he's like, now, it's kind of tricky to open this. I'll have to show you. And he just goes click.
Yeah, opens it. That's right.
Oh, that's right. That is like, that is straight in from the book, isn't it? When Turok opens it.
Oh, no, I guess he doesn't say anything like that. Never mind. He just knows how to open it intuitively.
Yeah. He's like, well, it's kind of, and he's just like, click. He's like, oh.
You just put, dig your tongue in and say the alphabet.
I think that Matt's way is.
That doesn't work. That's how Matt got the bracelet in episode one.
That's how I opened the box.
You like the Sean Chen music way too much, dude.
I do. The Wheel of Time logo splashes.
Those parapets up there, they were like, you know, kind of like, I don't know what you want to call them, like towers kind of, but they were square. But they're just towers, and it doesn't look like there's any, like, entrance to them. It just look like they're just towers. How do people get up there? There's no doors.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You know what? If you need to get up there, you'll get up there.
I do kind of like this. They're just like, sweet, we killed her. Now we're going to, okay, well, now we run. Which way? I don't know. Just run.
Run that way.
This was fucking pretty cool.
Oh, we don't get the black this time. And you're saying you said like self-healing is like
not possible in the books.
Oh, just purely not possible.
This is something that she's probably getting straight from the Dark One, healing her, basically saving her from death. That's what they're trying to show with the saw and the blackness and that right there in her eyes.
Okay, the healing I can get on board with, but who's cleaning the blood off of her?
Good point.
That's true, right? That's right. There's no blood or nothing.
I think it mended her clothes, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Speaking of Wheel of Time, do you think that's something where it was like...
What, are we talking about Wheel of Time?
Well, like Hermione's thing where you turn it...
No, we're talking about this TV show. It has nothing to do with Wheel of Time.
We're talking about that's different. Hermione has her thing in Harry Potter where she turns it up like three times and it goes back a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Do you think that was something where like the Dark One just kind of like...
I mean, I don't know.
I'm curious what you think. Do you think that's the Dark One kind of like just reversing time for her for a second? That's why the blood is gone. That's why it kind of all goes back into her and like doesn't happen.
I was thinking that at first. I was wondering.
That's something that would be completely different, but it would just be like a little... Like, I'm just going to rewind this for you really quick.
And you're talking about the Time Turner. If you want to listen to an episode about the Time Turner, check out the Time Pop podcast, where we talk about Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Man, that was a great segue.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Desmond.
Thank you.
I don't know, Justin. This sure does seem like it's a way that they wrote this to where it can make things really difficult for the last episode and the last scene.
Well, not if she's being healed by...
What do you mean the last episode and the last scene? This season?
Yeah. Because the same thing happens to Ishmael.
But I think that...
But then he doesn't get healed.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it might be him that's healing her, though.
No, I feel like it's... they're kind of showing you who has the Dark One's favor, I think, almost. It's kind of like, well... If he dies and he lets you stay dead, then he didn't like you that much.
Oh.
Or you weren't that important. You weren't that important, maybe, you know, more is a better way to say it, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes unexplained. And maybe they'll explain it next season.
This poor guy.
I know, right?
Oh, milady.
Spoiler alert, trigger warning, the horse dies, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't get a trigger warning for that.
Yeah, there was no trigger warning for that, turning that guy's...
That's a guy.
She turned that guy's head to man. Who cares? Humans are when.
Humans are the worst.
But we're talking about animals. Are you kidding me? No.
No.
That guy just got his head Omni-manned.
My eyes, will they change like yours permanently?
In time. Soon, if you're lucky. Man eyes can't pick out deer in tall grass. Can't see cliffs ahead at night. Useless. Like everything else we're born with.
You must miss civilization sometimes.
I miss beer.
Not much fun drinking alone.
I'm never alone. Now neither are you.
That's a Tuan's mill. That's where we were when those soldiers came. We're not following the caravan. We're going the opposite way. You lied to me.
Better than being dead. Or a slave.
Oh, like my friends.
They're not your pack. Neither are the humans from the Two Rivers. Neither was your wife.
Oh, he just said neither was your wife. I'm sorry to bring this back to the episode. Sorry. He was...
Oh, yeah.
So they're talking about the packs, and he said, neither was your wife. So again, on Justin's,
Parent one thing like, Justin got right.
I'm giving you the total credit for it. And you called it from the beginning.
Do you think she, because like if she is just revealed to be a dark one and we never see her again, who cares? Like, do you think she could be behind one of the seals like that hardcore?
No.
No, it's just like, I think it's trying to inform on Karen, Perrin's character, you know, why he's such a little sad Eeyore boy the first season, because he killed his wife. And it's like, I think whether Elias is lying or telling the truth, if she's a dark friend, then you don't have to feel bad about killing her anymore.
Exactly. It redeems him from being a murderer until, oh, he murders another guy.
Oh, yeah, until he murders that other guy for killing his dog.
You know, okay.
Well, that was another thing. We'll get there eventually, but...
Okay. Yeah, well, I was going to say... We're...
Maybe she's just a lion and cats and dogs don't get along.
What was that little, like, light whip that she had going on there?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. That was, like, a whip to just whip the horse.
I'm just going to look cool. Oh, probably, yeah. Nah, okay, that's cool. You don't, for Fear of Forsaken, you don't kick the horse kitty up. You give him a little air lash.
I mean, if you're Forsaken, you just, you know, travel to where they're going to be.
Yeah, if you're Forsaken, that's what you do. I mean, I feel like they've had to kind of like push some stuff back, kind of like you said, like Game of Thrones did. They're trying to develop stories so they get to the point where they get the budget, they can do the stuff they want, but They're not doing as good a job, shall we say, at developing some things. My father-in-law tried to watch it. He's like, I was watching it. He's like, I don't know what's happening, but it's a beautiful show.
There's some pretty, really pretty scenes and some pretty sets.
It's well acted. It's written well. Like, it's not cheesed.
Sometimes.
Cheesed out, but it doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes.
Yeah.
The people are gorgeous.
Yeah, there are a lot of good-looking people in the show, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are.
If that's the best thing about everyone being good-looking, if Prime dumps it, I think CW can just pick this right up where they left off. And
yeah, right.
Finish it. Seriously, there's no cursing. There's no cursing. There's no sex. So it'd be really easy.
It'd be 24 episodes. It'd be 18 seasons. They'd go from... Oh. They'd add in so much extra.
Oh, it'd be so great. Jeremy... They'd cover everything, though.
No, they would not. No, it would had no, it would have nothing to do with the books.
Do you know what they wouldn't cover, though? Rand's chest.
That's true. He would be shirtless a lot.
Yeah.
Ever.
So, Hopper, so they separate. Where does Elias go right now? I know he heads back to Atuin's mill or whatever.
He decides he can't go into the town, remember? Because he's like, I can't be around people.
Right.
Which he kind of does in the books, too.
Yeah.
To work out where they took Loyal and Ingtar. And I know.
didn't even bury him. Would you wait for me here?
It'll be loud, Blackwater. Don't want them to hear you.
I wouldn't get too close. Last man who touched her cage had his arm broken and practically ripped off. You can't trust an Aiel.
Dude, yet another you know, thing of this show where they're making you like a character that is just completely irredeemable in the books.
Yeah.
Like Dane is just, for a White Cloak, it's like, who's supposed to be like kind of an altruistic guy. After his father dies, he just becomes like a fucking drunk, enraged idiot. In the book, there's nothing that you ever really like about him. And he does a couple of noble-ish things towards the end, but it's like, it's not even noble. It's like basic human decency. If you didn't do this, then you would be the biggest piece of shit. But like, you immediately like him in the show. At least I did, anyway.
Now, do they end up amassing such an army during the final battle just because so many people are like, well, this guy's obviously evil. Like, I don't know what's going on, but if he's in charge, we'll all burn in hell.
It's like people kind of resist. You have people who are like nations that are in controlled by the Forsaken, and then by the end, Rand pretty much has everyone on the same page for the most part.
Is that due to his?
He said doo-doo.
due to his him being able
to Tavirian nature.
Yeah, is it because of his Tavirianness that people are just?
It's like, partially.
That's a big part of it. Yes,
he does a lot. He conquers some nations. He does diplomacy with others.
Does he conquer them, or does he take them back from the Shan Chan?
Both. He does a little bit of everything.
No, he goes in. He kind of conquers.
Yeah, he conquers a couple. He makes packs with a few. The dog's like, "Hey, buddy."
Peter Pan looking dog here.
He's like, "Oh crap! I know that voice." He's like, "I know that guy."
Perrin is so much better this season, dude. I gotta say it. As hard of a time as I get, I mean, dude, like, I gave Marcus Rutherford relentless shit for the first season about just looking, you know, like he was out of place with his mouth open, and much, much better this season, you know, much more of a fleshed out character, I think. I think he's one of the characters they did a little more justice to besides Egwene this season.
Yeah, I forget about these episodes where he gets a lot more FaceTime because he kind of loses it towards the end. But
yeah, like, this is a really good episode, actually.
Yeah, well, I remember you guys telling me that a lot. That, yeah, Shan Chan are fine once you just bow, and
they're literally like,
turn a blind eye to their slavery.
Well, they're literally like, you know, Alexander the Great. They're like, I'm here. You can bow to me, or I'll just take over your city and kill everyone. What do you want to do? And they're like, most of the time, everybody's like, yeah, sure, we'll go with you.
And if you bow to me, you can just pretty much go back to your life and it will get better, probably.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, shit.
Is Child in a sling, or does he just kick it like that?
He's got, remember, because Egwene stabbed him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that still from that?
So I think he's got, I feel like he's got some permanent damage because it's been a while.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering.
He does pretty good in the fight still with one hand.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a blade master in the fucking show, or in the books. I mean,
burn! I just called you by your name.
I just said that you're a daddy's boy, nepo baby. That's rude, Eamon Valda. Rude.
You see Dragon Mount was in the background there?
Ooh, I did not.
Oh, I missed it. I was too busy looking at the tower. Oh, my horse is tired. I'll take yours.
Dude, Moraine is ruthless. She killed a horse. She left this lady. She had to know that Lanfear was probably going to kill this lady. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
The wheel weaves is the wheel wills, Justin.
It's true. It's very true.
Wow.
Desmond, I'm so proud of you right now.
It's the one thing you've always wanted to, you just wanted him to hear that all of his life.
I couldn't be happier.
The wheel kills is the wheel wills. Ooh. Oh.
I love that. Even Lanfear, she's more ruthless as you, than I imagined, using you as bait.
And she pulls a Scarlet Witch on her, right?
Now I'm going to sew your mouth shut with
some bullshit. Yeah.
Remember Scarlet Witch when she does it in the movie?
Oh.
Except she makes his mouth go away. And his head explodes. No, oh, I guess her mouth did go away.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or that episode of The X-Files.
Ooh, that's a fucked up one. I remember that back then.
Remember that? They had to cut that guy's mouth back open. Oh, that was bad.
That's one I'm due for a rewatch. Do the X-Files again.
You should watch it. I want you to watch it and then tell me, because I'm afraid to go back and watch it. Too many good memories.
I quit watching around 5 or 6 just because...
I think I did too.
Just not that I didn't like it. It was just like, this show is going to go on for fucking ever and I need to...
Ah, Varin.
Need to get a life.
Coming to fucking town, baby.
Oh.
And this Cho Chang again.
Cho Chang.
Naomi. I come seeking knowledge from our great library and the company of my sisters of the Brown Isle.
My goodness, it is wonderful to see you. Shall I open it?
Oh, yeah, it's from Adelius, with love.
I don't like the Aes Sedai.
I love the little, like, little person Aes Sedai that's just like, give me the wine.
She's like, you don't want to drink it? That's fine, I'll drink it.
Browns are fun. They seem a lot more fun in the show than the book. They're like, let's kick it. Let's drink and tell stories about the books we've read. It's like a book club. It sounds great.
Yeah, seriously.
Tell us everything. Yasika is her name. My bad. First of all, Yasika. Yas.
I don't know what she was eating, but it looked really good.
It's fucking sweetbreads. They're always eating fucking sweetbreads.
It's that or a persimmon. If you eat sweetbreads, you're straight. If you eat persimmons, you're flexible or into ladies. That's it.
I think in this universe, they don't have protein. They just have sweetbreads.
No, because we saw Elias eating a steak, remember?
Well, he's a wolf.
Yeah, he was eating. Yeah, he was probably eating some like Kansas City barbecue. Hey, what are we doing for our next Patreon and when are we doing it?
That's up to you, the listener.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember if we decided on one yet. I think you were supposed to pick. I think I picked Beastmaster, and then you were supposed to pick the other one. Did you pick one?
Conan the Barbarian.
Me? No, I will. So what is just, Nynaeve is awake right now, and the other two are just knocked out?
Yeah, 90's 10 times more powerful than everybody else. You didn't know that?
Yeah, that includes her head.
Yeah, even her skull.
You can't even knock her out. I mean, she wakes up 10 times faster than everybody else after she gets knocked out. Duh. Those are just the rules of RPGs. No, seriously, are they there though right now and they're just off screen or what?
Yeah, they're there. Yeah, they showed him a couple times.
I'm thinking about getting the graphic novels.
Yeah, I saw that post of yours.
Are they reprinting them?
I saw somebody.
Are they reprinting them?
I think so. I don't know if they're reprinting them. I saw someone just like got like a box full of them, and I was just like, "Ooh, they look really cool."
If you, there's certain ones of them that are very expensive, like hundreds of dollars, because they're rare. Yeah, I'm just saying you might not be able to get them all. But they might have them digitally too. You might look into that.
Yeah. I really want them physically copied. I want to, like, when I finally get a house, I want to have a library of mostly like Wheel of Time, a few other things. But
I purged almost all my books except for the ones that are really really close to my heart.
Yeah, same. I want to keep some. My books, I'm afraid they're getting ruined because that's all I really kept was like my Wheel of Time and I think a few of my Terry Goodkind books and some Star Wars books, and I'm afraid they're getting ruined.
Me too. You know, it's funny. So Suroth clearly didn't, the actress clearly did not really shave her head.
Yeah.
But then all these poor ladies that were like the extras, they all had to shave their heads for reals.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh.
Yeah, her bald cap's super bad.
Every day she takes off her skull cap.
I keep seeing Ishii's like high collar and I keep thinking he has like a funky Padawan braid.
That would be cool.
An Ogier? Or your pet wolf?
My desires are my own.
Well, she's getting like lippy right here, and he says something real quick and she puts her right in her place. I'm just curious, like, what he has over her. We should just kill Turak and be done with it. And he's like, you should fucking watch the fuck out. And she's like, sorry. Damn. Ishii's just shitting on her. Seems your stupidity is only second to your temper. First of all, Ferris has mad Fidel Sassoon vibes. He does hot oil on that hair, guaranteed.
Oh. He could put hot oil on my chest.
Did she really just try to like tough talk a Forsaken? He's like, bitch. I know why you swore your oaths to the dark, is what he says. And she immediately lowers her eyes. So I'm just curious. You know, is it something that's just selfishly ambitious? Can she channel maybe? Or, you know.
Maybe for somebody.
Maybe what?
Maybe for someone. Like she did it for somebody. Like to, you know.
Oh.
To gain their favor or something like that.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, the same way that Leandrin did it for her son.
Right. See, do we? I mean, Leandrin, I feel like she's just fucking like, she's kind of like trying to. I think Leandrin, they're trying to make her nicer than she is in the show, and I don't know if that's because they're just really trying to make her a more sympathetic character, or if she's just being a liar. I feel like it's going to come out that she just wants power, because that's what it really was in the show. She didn't want men to have power over her anymore, and she didn't want to feel weak. And
well,
so.
I think they're just trying to give her some motivations that we might be able to agree with. Like, even if she
becomes, I think so too.
Even if she becomes the most terrible person ever,
yeah, sympathize.
Well, at least like she'll be grounded a little bit in humanity.
Yeah, you want to have the baddie be a little bit more than just like I'm shitty because.
Yeah, totally.
I love Perrin just like, I'll break it open. She's like, they're gonna hear you if you hit the cage, dude. I feel like they did this kind of like scene justice from the books. It just, it's not Gaul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Oh.
I hope we still get Gaul. I think we're still gonna get Gaul head into the Two Rivers next season.
It's possible.
He's got to have like a right hand man that kind of like helps him with Aaron when Aaron pops back up.
It'll be funny to look back on this episode
and watch how wrong I am. Because yeah. I was just going to say, I was literally just going to back it up with like, you know, I'm starting to try to like guess because I was kind of taking a shot in the dark. Now that we have two seasons of kind of setup, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm seeing the characters that they do have. I feel like that plot line, you know, Aaron's plot line where he kind of obviously does some things that go against his family's wishes. You know, I feel like that's a plot line that'll kind of have to stay in some sort of way, because why else would they have him in the show?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's his most. That's the most important thing that he does. So why even introduce him if he's not going to do that? It doesn't mean that they will, but I would think that that'd be where you were going to kind of. I really feel like a lot of the stuff from season one and two. It's like, all right, Rafe's like, I want to do this in season three, and it'll all make sense if I could just get this stuff done.
Let's dance.
Let's get down, motherfucker.
Attack all at once.
I love how Perrin's trying to stand in front of her and she just laughs. Like he's going to protect her. She's like.
He literally has nothing in his hands, right?
It doesn't matter if he had a bazooka in his hand. She'd still be like,
"Yeah,
dude, I got this."
This is pretty legit. Avienda is pretty great.
Oh my God, she does grin.
Yeah, she just laughs. Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, we've all got sharp axes and you guys have nothing, but let's all wait to attack you one at a time.
The White Cloaks know what a danger she is. I mean, they still think they can take her, but they've got a clue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they already put her in a cage, killed. Did they kill any other Aiel or did they just catch her and put her in the cage?
Nah, I think they caught, remember they injured another one that died.
Yeah, that died, right? And then the other two live.
Does Perrin do anything?
Yeah, he just grabbed a hammer or something.
He grabs a stick. Yeah, he does a good job staying the fuck out of her way while she wrecks shop.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't. Oh, there we go. Ta-da!
That's a weak armbar.
Good job, Perrin.
Yeah, he hit some guy and his eyes were yellow. I love how Dane's just sitting back with his nice armbar.
I was hoping that Perrin would steal that axe.
It's a terrible armbar.
Yeah! Come on, Dane.
She's gangster, dude. Yeah, come on, Dane.
Oh.
Well, you broke my friend's arm. I'm going to hit you with an axe.
Oh!
Oh.
I love that, like, fucking, like, step forward, one hop punch, dude. Oh yeah, Perrin, get him.
Yeah, I don't know if that just looks cool or if you're actually getting power from that.
No, it's called a Superman punch and it works.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, you get a lot of.
Does it?
Oh yeah, they've hit it in UFC before.
Yeah,
remember
what are
yeah
you?
he did. Perrin's eyes are fully yellow right now too.
Let him go now.
We don't want to have to recast the entire army next season. Let him go. I mean.
Yeah. Like she to listen to him. Let him go now. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who are you, buddy? But, you know, they do. Aiel are like that. They're like Wookiees, you know. They have life debts. Do they call them water oaths or something like that? Don't they, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I hope that Wookiee could use a good kiss.
Talking about a Moraine's beaver. Did I miss something? What happened? Were they bathing again?
I was talking about the Aiel, but I'll take Moraine's little brown beaver.
Editing.
That's where Rand got his wig from season one.
I am not editing out big brown beaver. I'm just going to keep saying it so that even if I try to edit out.
You don't know that it's brown.
You don't know.
I know that Winona has a big brown beaver.
Does she show it to her friends?
Well, I know what song I'm putting in this episode, so that's always good.
Seen them in concert twice.
I never saw Primus. That is a big gap in my concert going career.
It's funny, dude. I saw Primus with some other, I think like 311 played too or something at a ski resort in California in the snow. So that was pretty cool. But I saw them with the Alcoholics, yes, with Exhibit.
Oh.
On mushrooms at the Fillmore in San Francisco.
Bonerific.
Actually, no, it wasn't the Fillmore. We were at the...
Somewhere in San Francisco.
Auditorium in Berkeley, actually. No, it was Auditorium in Berkeley. And Les Claypool did his encore to Devilman, Zombie, but rode back in a devil suit on a Harley onto the stage. Oh, and it was the Deftones were there too. They were the opener.
We'll tell our next Next Patreon, we'll tell our Vans Warped Tour story.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good one. Fucking drink for free for like $500. I don't know what happened to my card.
I don't know. Oops.
I don't know. That whole day was free. It was awesome.
Thanks,
Derek Arndt.
Thank you.
From the Wedgwood Ale House.
I was thinking it was one of the brothers, but it was Derek.
Nope.
The statute of limitations aren't up on this, right? Or they are up on this, right?
Oh, we didn't do anything illegal.
Oh, okay.
Well, not like that. Like, not like felonious illegal.
Yeah.
Or like a misdemeanor shit. This is actually an interesting scene, actually, Jeremy. Isn't this where we kind of... Yeah, this is a really interesting scene, actually, now that we're not talking about the show at all. Varen talking to Ashiriam, I thought was a... This is a very well-done scene. You have Ashiriam reading from the book, seeming confused. It's like, it layers a lot of stuff in it. Is she acting? Is she under compulsion? Is she just trying to throw Varen off the scent? What's Varen up to? Like, there's a lot of nuance in this scene.
Well, yeah, probably two of the best actors in the series talking to each other right now.
Really, really good. Yeah, both of them really good.
Very good actors.
In fact, they're not doing their chores. I just love the way she says it. But they're not. So now what? Oh, that's right. She went to Camelin. It's like Aes Sedai are not supposed to do that kind of like, oh, I don't. Maybe dancing around it very obviously, pointedly not telling you the exact answer, but to like be confused about it and not have any idea or seem to, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like Varen even says, that seems worth remembering.
I don't know how it slipped my mind, frankly. It's quite unusual that it is. But it appears the three were accompanied by a force of Queen Morghese's.
What's her? Who's the blue again? Which one's Wit?
Ashiriam.
Ashiriam.
She is Ashiriam, the mistress of novices.
And Elvira.
She is Varen Mathwin, the brown sister, who is one of the first sisters to figure out that Rand is at least can channel, if not the dragon. And Suan and Moraine are like, oh shit, in the books.
I need these videos to be like, I need it to be like pop-up video. I need everyone's name to pop up over their head every time they come on screen.
Well, you could just move your mouse if you're watching it on your computer and it'll tell you.
Oh, really?
On the X-ray?
It will, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll tell you on the X-ray. It does.
Oh!
One of the things that's like, it's beautiful and it's also frustrating about the show. And Jeremy, like, I'm sure you'd probably agree with me. Is some of the nuanced stuff that they do like this, like showing that you know, obviously there's something going on with Ashiriam, whether it's compulsion or something else, but nobody would get that except the book reader because it's so nuanced, which is awesome. But then you miss other opportunities to do that. And then you have just the show people who aren't really,
they're just confused.
They might pick up on something is odd. Okay. That's weird. Maybe I should pay attention to that. But like we have layers of reasons of why that should be interesting to us. And I start to think about, you know, the changes that they've made already. And it's like certain sisters and certain sisters' allegiances and are they going to be the same? I'm starting to really think that they're going to play with that, whether it's Leanne or Suan or Varen or Elida, if she comes into the show, or, you know, Shiri. I'm like, I'm starting to wonder if we're going to get the same, you know, Black Aja sisters and ones who are loyal to Egwene and loyal to whoever, you know. I'm wondering how much they'll change it up. I would have to say probably looking at what they've done a lot to keep everybody guessing. But that makes me interested. If it's done well, I think it'll be really cool.
Well, I think that
even if they don't change it, I think it'll be cool. It's just, I think it's one of the storylines I think they're kind of doing justice to.
That would break the three oaths. It would mean that someone in the tower has sworn to the dark that
So I just accidentally paused it. Let me know how far behind I really exist. For you guys.
We need the name of any tower, any Aes Sedai that left the tower for any reason in the last few days. See, like, the way that Waygate opens, I think that they should do traveling kind of like that. And that would be A-okay with me.
They should be ripping more vaginas into the air.
I mean, that's kind of what it looks like.
I know.
Jeremy, you weren't on the episode where I was explaining to Desmond what the island of Tarvalon looks like.
No.
I was like, have you really not seen? He was like, no. What? I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Ah, meandering into the scene with her sacks of potatoes.
She's got some guts, dude, because she could easily not walk away from this if they didn't. You know, she's walking up. If you're watching along with us, she's walking up to the Shanchan, the Damani, and there is enough people there to overpower her and take her captive as well.
I want to see what happens, because, yeah, does she empower Nynaeve?
I think she just like lets her bonds dissipate as far as like her physical bonds and her shield so that she can fight. But Nynaeve can't really channel at this point.
Those are the first pictures of Rena, I think.
Oh, she's in that group of Damani, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's only in one ear. That is a fucking Bluetooth.
It's a Bluetooth, man. I'm telling you.
It is totally a
communicator. I think Turok has them. I think Turok has them in both ears, though, doesn't he, Jeremy?
Yeah, those are like, you know, the Samsung ones you can listen to music on.
Beats. Yep.
You got to be higher on the food chain if you want surround.
Yeah, you can't listen to music.
Beats by Turok. Beats by Turok.
Okay. What are you doing here, meandering? Wait for it.
She really thinks that she's doing some shit by letting fucking Nynaeve go. She's like, if you last that long, yeah, good luck. She gives her a little smirk even.
Now does she have to undo the chains since she... That's her
not
weave?
Necessarily, but she could have left it right off.
Yeah, they do. In the TV show, they have to use their hands.
Well, no. I'm
okay,
just saying that
Elaine just didn't.
If I put,
I was like, Elaine just channeled without using her hands.
No, I'm just saying that if I put,
so a, did Egwene.
If I put a weave on Jeremy's hands and tie him in a knot, can Justin undo that weave?
Yes, it just takes a lot longer. Like if you were to just let it dissipate, it's like immediate. I would have to sit there and pick at it like I'm fucking trying to untying a knot. And if people are trying to like stab you or hit you with the power, it's going to be really hard, right?
You could cut it.
Like if you had a...
you could cut it.
You could cut it like Ran does. Yeah, I guess that's true. You could cut it like Ran does. But I think that's cool how they do the air. Like how you can just kind of see the air bonding her.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Here we go. Kansas City barbecue for Elias. Oh, wait, Elias isn't here. My bad. This is a pretty funny scene, too. He's like, you can ask something if you want. And Perrin kind of looks at her. She's like, not that. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. We ain't going to fuck, dude. What the fuck's your problem? Perrin's like, I'm married, but I killed her, so we can't do sex.
A testing ground to prove our worth and a punishment for the sin.
What sin?
Nobody remembers.
I mean, this is all good. They're giving you, you know, Aiel, a little backstory. Like, they don't remember their sin. It's just going to, I really hope they get to finish it and, like, do the things to fruition, because otherwise, like, oh, yeah, what was their sin? I don't know. Go read the books. You'll find out. Shut up, Jeremy. Just kidding. Say something. Parents like, toe. Yeah, I got 10 of them. I'll get you a fucking toe with green paint on it.
I get your toe by the end of the day.
It's not a lover, Wetlander. and then he looks scared.
How many times have you watched this season, Justin?
Just the once with you guys, pretty much. Why?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why?
I mean, I don't. I just don't remember anything they say specifically.
I don't know. I'm weird like that. You know how I am about stuff.
I do. It takes me 2 or 3 usually.
Like literally, when you texted me about that Clerks thing, I'm like, it's episode 5 or 6, and I looked it up, and it was episode 6.
Yeah,
I found it in like 5. I found it in like 5 minutes. You're like, I've been looking for it forever, and I literally found it while I was driving down the street.
I swear, I watched all of episode 6 and didn't hear it, so I was just like, I don't even know where to go now, and so I've
just been lost. It's because he's like, he says something about, he's like, Princess Leia's sovereignty. He's like, well, you know, wouldn't she be happy that Alderaan got blown up? She'd be the queen at that point. He's like, her mom was already dead. She's already the queen. He's like, but then you don't have anything to govern. He's like, ah, the whole movie's flawed. Like that Force lightsaber stuff.
It goes yay tall.
It's like, how do you know when it's going? He goes, the Force, that's your answer for everything.
How did they just get away?
They ran fast, dude.
Did they just, yeah, they had no power.
Nynaeve is also 10,000 times faster than everybody else, too. She runs track.
Come on, we've got to find a way.
Don't draw any attention to us. They're going to be looking for us. We need to be careful. Or Tommen Head. They're foreigners. Occupiers. I don't care where they're from. All I care about is finding a way and getting out of here.
We're here.
Stop. You're going to get us both killed. First, we need to change our clothes.
Our clothes? Not fancy enough for you.
Those soldiers at the Waygate were looking for us. They would still be looking for us. Here, follow me.
I'm not taking orders from you, Princess. I don't even know you.
Okay, now that I've edited out the last 3 minutes, who is this guy that just threw, slammed the girls up against the wall?
He's a warder that just bounced to their heads off the wall instead of talking to them reasonably. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a warder. He's a warder for a yellow sister named Rima.
He was like, I watched you, Nynaeve, shove Egwene off that that cliff back in season 1, episode 1. Here.
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
What did you say had brought you back to the tower, sister? Can't have been white asparagus. Though I know you love to eat.
No, I'm hoping to meet a couple of our novices. Girls with quite some power, if I've heard correctly.
So Meandrin just wandered back into the White Tower. So that whole, like, kidnapping the girls, taking them to Shan Chan, that took a day or two?
Not Shan Chan, the Falm.
Like a weekend?
Yeah, it doesn't take, because she took the ways. It's supposed to be faster.
Baron's pretty funny. She's like, oh yeah, let me guess, you've got some of that asparagus. Oh, did you want some? I have to prove my lie. The white asparagus.
Yes, it makes your pee stink even more.
Varen just doesn't. Not if you're a red eyed Sedai. You're immune to the pee stink.
Okay, so
it's not my fault. It's genetic.
So Rand and Moraine are Moraine's sisters still.
They've just been on like a fucking meth bender for like a week because they don't want to sleep because of They're afraid to sleep because if they sleep, then Lanfear can get at them in the world of dreams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And this is when Moraine convinces him to sleep.
Yeah, after a week of being like, hey, this is working out great, except we're sleepy, we're tired. Moraine's like, you know what? Fuck it. Just go confront her. Ask her what we need. What?
Haven't we been avoiding this the whole time?
No, just let her.
Yeah, weren't we want to do that?
Let her strap you to a wheel in the middle of a desert.
He urged me to leave it alone. No, well, he always had a kind heart.
Yes. Somehow my son came up more like our father than either you or I. I know you won't tell me what's really going on with the boy. Or why you're really here.
I know you, Moraine. That's why you have goosebumps right now.
Oh, she's got a scar. Her scar.
His washcloth was cold. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't notice that?
Yeah. Yeah. Continuity, baby. Yeah. You didn't notice that?
Whoa. Rad. Wow. Fuck no.
It's one of the things I will give him about this show. It's got pretty good continuity in it.
Yeah.
He's the dragon. Oh, wait. No, I can't. No. What?
He's a dragon?
He's my lover.
Seriously,
he's a dragon in the sack, if you know what I'm saying. Bing bong.
He's dragging me down.
He spits fire, if you know what I mean. Wait, what?
He's got chlamydia.
He got the gungaria.
By spits fire, I mean it burns really bad when he pees. And I don't have my powers anymore to fix it.
When I was a little girl, I got an excellent piece of advice once.
There's a lot of horses around this episode. Like, there's little figurines of horses everywhere. There's a crane. I don't know. I just always look at the backgrounds. There's always lots of interesting shit.
Something more interesting going on. I do like the, it's a pretty impressive room. I wonder if it's a real room.
Look at that deer on its haunches.
I know, it's like on its four legs. It's like bowing down. Why would a deer bow down to a horse? Moraine obviously figured something out.
Yeah, we missed it, but...
We don't know what it is, but...
I've used it often in the last 40 years.
Jeremy, what was the advice?
God, this is so obvious. Yeah, Jeremy, what was the advice? You seem to be watching intently.
I missed it. I was looking at the background.
You son of a bitch.
He was too busy looking at horses on haunches or deer. And I don't have... I keep on... What?
Who do we think that it do...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Des.
I was going to say, I keep on not wanting to pause it to turn on the subtitle.
I was going
to
say.
Oh.
Ew. Ishi's awfully caressy. Uh-oh, he's going to kiss him. He's like breathing Rand's air. Why are you playing in my dreams, Lanfear? Oh.
Oh, that's right.
I know what you like, Ishmael.
That made no sense.
Maybe Ishmael was in love with Rand too.
Why would Rand be laying next to him?
He knew. Well, he knew it was her the whole time. That was just for us.
But what would be the point of putting Rand in the bed with him?
She wanted to fuck with him.
Why would that do that?
If you could do that, wouldn't you just do that?
Because that's what Ishmael wants. I'm pretty sure Ishmael's into boys in this fucking iteration of the wheel. He's really into Perrin and the face touching and just breathing Rand's mouth air.
I don't know.
If you could do that, tell me you wouldn't wander into dinner time as Brad Pitt every once in a while, Jeremy. Just because you fucking could.
So some guy is late. So I would go into his bed, pretend to be somebody else and pretend to be asleep. Okay.
Why not?
You've convinced me.
Jeremy, you're pretty vanilla, buddy. You don't know what people's kinks are, first of all, okay?
I used
Hold on. Justin, he said, why not?
I used the old why not defense.
You got me.
Okay. I was prepared to back it up.
Come on. Come on.
You know, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
I like the World of Dreams, like Miami Vice, like linen vibes. Which one's Crockett and which one's Tubbs?
He's definitely Crockett.
Yeah, she's got the popped collar.
Oh.
Dude, that haircut is like straight 80s, right? That's after the main characters have gotten together.
It's like Annie Lennox, bro.
You know what I mean? And she's wearing his shirt and they're walking out around on the balcony and talking, doing some exposition, find out her backstory.
God.
Right before she gets killed.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone's like, no!
Adrian!
I'll avenge you.
I find it interesting that Forsaken can get drunk.
They're just people.
Why? They're just people.
They're not just people. Come on.
They're people. They just have powers.
They're magical people that are very powerful.
They're just.
They're not like angels, dude. They have wieners and vaginas.
People.
It's like, what is that? Is it a? Was it? Is it Alan? Is it Alan Rickman, the dude who plays Severus, that plays the one of the angels, and he's just tries to get drunk all the time in Dogma, and he pulls down his pants. He's got no weed. I can't even rape you. He's like, I have nothing. And he like shows up at the one lady's apartment or whatever. She's like, what are you doing?
So are they just looking at Rand now in his own bed? Are they like looking through?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they just made a Rand that they could look at.
Yeah, that's what I...
It's not really him.
Is that? Do you think? That's creepy. What do you think he means by Matt was born mine?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
So that's what we're here for. Take a guess.
Okay. Well, they make Matt more, like, closer to being evil. Like, he could go to either way in this show.
Like maybe he was like a dark friend in his last.
Oh, Rand's wearing her shirt. Rand's wearing her shirt.
Oh, shit.
They're wearing the same shirt.
Or is it Ishii's shirt?
Is that true?
Either way, they're wearing. I mean, that's why I.
They're all like matching. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I don't think Rand.
Well, never going to see.
I'm sorry, my lord. The High Lord Turak wishes an audience with you.
Ishmael's not happy about being awoken from his dream.
The High Lord Tupac needs to talk to you.
They have Teleron Riad, special Teleron Riad shirts.
Never set foot on our shores. I left my home so long ago. I barely remember it.
This is kind of funny to me because it's like Ishmael could literally just annihilate every person in the square without even thinking about it.
Does he have both ears? Why did they take him back outside to meet with him?
Audience.
Hey, what? Why don't we meet in my, you know, like my audience chamber inside or my bedroom or something?
It's not enough room, dude. Not enough room, man. Sean Shan are all about the pomp and the circumstance. And look at his little.
He's not wearing his head cage thingy.
The High Lady Suroth has a gift for you. I beg only you receive it in good faith.
What was the gift?
It's Egwene.
Right.
What happened to me? Last thing I remember is my head was crashing into Elaine's head.
Elaine? Who are you?
Rhyma of the Yellow Aja.
I wonder if he like did it so hard that it like cracked their heads and they had to heal them.
You got a little brown in your Yellow Aja there.
Yeah. And red.
If you get brown in your Yellow Aja, please see a doctor.
You have more than 5%.
Yeah. her bald cap so bad, dude. Jesus.
I don't know why you'd say that.
Oh.
I mean, bad like Michael Jackson bad, like bad good.
Who's bad?
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Who's bad?
Why would you cover her face?
Egwene's bad.
She's too hideous to look at.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, why would you cover her face?
Very long time.
Call her.
She must yeah. Be yeah. Like there was any question. just let her go. We don't need her.
This is pretty fucking hideous. Bad dog.
So
Turek's face is hurry this up, I have to poop.
So the one who collared her, she's like a trainer? Because like I said, when I first thought they were like connected for life.
No.
But they just like they're just a weapon and anyone can connect them. So this what I forget keep forgetting what her name is, but she's like
Rena.
Rena?
Yeah, Retta is like a trainer.
Yeah, I don't know, Jeremy. They're pretty much kind of go any Damani can wear or any Sul'dem can wear a Damani leash, right?
Yeah, it's not for life. Anybody, they can pass them around.
If you'd asked me a few days ago, I would have said you wanted me to be with me.
Stories from before the breaking are vague. Because so much has been lost, but every single one that mentions Lanthea agrees that she loved the Dragon Reborn.
I like Rand's, like, I'm a fucking server at a wedding catering outfit.
Thank you.
Pretty sure, hey, Rand, you're fucking audition for Party Down a couple days from now.
Hey.
We need some crudité.
We need some more bacon wrapped shrimp.
Exactly.
This could be our only chance to find out what he wants.
She'll see right through.
Maybe she might.
I don't know.
They both look a little underslept, don't they? Rand looks kind of rough.
Yeah. With some dark eyes. I like that Moraine is obviously like freshly bathed after going through the trouble of sponge bathing herself.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just going to dab this off before I soak in a hot bath for...
Dude, did you guys even notice like her ear? She's got like a bunch of gold just wrapped around her ear. They really like...
Oh, yeah.
They do... The earring work in this is outstanding. And that's not something I really pay attention to.
But it comes and goes.
Honestly, just all of the costume work is pretty great.
I feel like Moraine's earrings come and go oddly.
They do.
Like she doesn't have like a Spaceballs trunk of clothes that she's carrying around with her. It's my industrial strength hair dryer and I can't live without it.
Oh my god.
Here's the shot. This is the one that we all pondered about all off season.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a seven spoked wheel, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Lance. Finally. All right, I am seriously just going to let this run, go to the bathroom, and then we'll just pick it right up on our way back.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, shit. That's right. I forget that we're not going to watch the whole credits.
We got to pause.
Yeah, I forgot it's not going to play the whole credits.
So mine went right into it. Oh, damn it. I skipped the... Damn it.
God damn. All right. I'm at 00001. I'm going to go pee. Thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. We have and will continue to produce Wheel of Time content for free, but if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you'll receive an exclusive podcast every month. We do not want to put any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall, so these episodes will consist of us discussing a different fantasy movie and unfairly comparing it to the Wheel of Time. To beef up the value here, I'm also adding our Time Pop, exclusive Time Pop Patreon episodes over there as well. Time Pop is another podcast I do with Scott and Ari, where we talk about time travel movies. And we have started a Patreon so that, for the same reasons, to try to help with some production costs, but also to give us a chance to talk about other fun mindfuckery movies that don't technically fall into time travel. So we're doing things like Into the Spider-Verse, Everything Everywhere All at Once. We're going to do some body swaps. We've done Idiocracy, is being frozen time travel. I don't know. Come check it out. Those are on there. Check it out if you like it. We have 100 episodes of Time Pop that you can listen to for free, so you can get more of that. So please check us out at patreon.com/thankthelight. $3 a month will get you 2 exclusive episodes every month. Can't beat that, folks. If you like the show and would like to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. You can also send us questions and comments directly at thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. And if you're looking for other podcasts, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have Comedy Spirituality. That is one podcast, Comedy and Spirituality. That is All the Answers. Time Travel Movies, like I just mentioned, at Time Pop, the Time Travel Movie Podcast. Fitness and Nutrition, 2 Fitness and Nutrition Podcasts. You can check out Truth, Not Trends, or That Fitness Couple. And Awesome Women at Be Brave with Kara and Patty. You can find those at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find free podcasts. May you always find water and shade. Peace favor your sword. My water is your water. And put your dagger in your horn box. I am not average. I am not ordinary. I am a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. I am not perfect. No, that's imaginary. But I'm a masterpiece. You know I do it for me. And all my colors and paints, all my lines and my shapes, every move that I make, I do it for me. I am not basic. It's self-explanatory.
Mixed and edited by Desmond Benitez. For remixing, go to whatsoundawesome.com.
Edit.
No, that wasn't it. Oh yeah, see, the thing I don't get about Princess Leia is her sovereignty. If you were her, wouldn't you be glad when Grand Moff Tarkin blew up Alderaan? I mean, you'd be queen at that point.
Her mom was dead before they blew up Alderaan, so wouldn't she be queen already?
Ah, the whole movie's flawed. Like that lightsaber stuff. They turn it on and it goes yay high. How does it know when to stop?
The Force?
Man, that's your answer for everything.
Wait a second. Did that lady say gorillas were rampaging through downtown?
I wasn't paying attention.
You know, maybe we should go see this ape rampage for ourselves. It is right outside.